This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
This is Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. It's no secret that the Cirrus Jet has always been Alan Klappmeyer's pet project, and his dramatic announcement last week that he hopes to take over the program wasn't really much of a surprise. Now he says he has the backers and the experience to get the project back on track, despite the challenging economic times.
So, Alan, it's been about a week. What are you hearing?
Well, we're hearing a lot. Obviously, with this discussion about possibilities coming out at our migration event, which is put on by the Cirrus Owners and Pilots Association, COPA, the first reactions come from customers, because that's who we spent the weekend with. And I would say, in general, most customers understand what we're trying to do, which is basically offer an alternative way to fund and complete the Vision Jet program, something that a lot of people are interested in. When you think about the other parts of the reactions, though, again, with our customers, they have concerns about, well, what does this mean for Cirrus and its current products? And from my point of view, this all blends together. What we're proposing is something that would be good for Cirrus, because it does allow the core business to continue to focus on, my prejudiced point of view, but arguably, you know, the best aircraft available in general aviation, or at least a really good choice people should look at, and keep the same team that's currently working on the jet moving forward. And as we sort of circle around what this could finally look like as a deal, as a company, as a moving forward project, there are a bunch of open questions, such as how do the two companies work together, whether it's from a financial end, co-ownership, or shared resources. You know, clearly we will remain close, and there's a lot of advantages in staying close.
Well, how does a split up Cirrus be strong?
Well, in this case, a necessary part of understanding it is the context of the last kind of 6-8 months of the world economy. The plan for the Vision Jet had always assumed that there would be additional financing necessary, but that a key part of that was the profitability and the cash flow component that Cirrus itself could provide for the airplane. And while the company's done a great job of surviving this troubled times, which is another whole long discussion about why these times are troubled, but they are, and they've done a very good job of managing that. It still makes it difficult for Cirrus to cash flow the jet program. So what we're looking for in this range of alternatives is a way that we can continue to accelerate the program, which requires cash, at a time when Cirrus doesn't have as much cash available because airplanes haven't sold as well. And this is probably a good point for me also to mention that things do appear to be turning around, though. Obviously, from a world economy, from a national economy, from an aviation economy, I do think that things are starting to get better. We're seeing a little bit better sales, and certainly when I'm out in the field talking to customers, I get a more optimistic view of the future now.
Okay, but I still don't get why it's necessary for Alan Klappmeyer to go out and raise money for the jet. Why can't Cirrus just go out and raise money for the jet?
Good question, and it comes again back to kind of the change in the world over the last 8 months. From a financing point of view, obviously, it's very difficult to get kind of the typical debt sort of financing. It's also, with the core company having lower profitability right now, it's difficult for that company to attract financing. As you look forward then from that, the investor world starts taking on a little bit of a split personality. There will be people who want to invest in cash flow positive ongoing operations, of which Cirrus would be a good example, or an example we hope we get back to. And there will be other investors who will take a view of a longer-term discounted cash flow in the future sort of view of the world. Right now, I would say they tend not to be the same people. So the people who would want to invest in Cirrus as an ongoing production company aren't necessarily the same people who would want to invest in a jet program. Now, I've always thought they should be the same people, and I guess I would have to say I was probably wrong in my view of how people should look at the combined company. So sort of a facing economic reality. The question is, how do we bring in outside capital to do this? And there are alternatives. And at this time, I would say none of them are great alternatives. Me putting together a group to buy the company, the company trying to finance it itself, our capital trying to put in additional financing, none of them are great alternatives. So it comes down to, if you believe that this is a product that has a market, that can be profitably built, that should be built and is good for the long-term customer base, industry, and Cirrus as well, then we got to look at these alternatives.
How much money do you need?
It probably wouldn't be good to say, I don't know, right? No, we clearly have a business plan in mind, and we think we know how much money we need. And I've answered it in a couple places, but you know, it's not something that can be easily answered or easily understood if I give the short answer. But I'll give you the short answer. It's about $200 million at some point to cash flow positive. But of course, that isn't what we need. That's over time, and that includes things like production tooling that come much further down the line. What we're doing to start with is we're going to do a round of $60 million of equity that we think takes us a long ways down that path. And obviously, as we discuss it in more detail with potential investors, we can describe what those steps are, what you accomplish with the money. It's probably also important to note that when we talk about how much money we need, we can also say that we have designed, certified, manufactured, sold, and supported airplanes before. You know, we've got a business plan that's based upon a collective group of knowledge that's been, in some cases, painfully earned over the last 15, 20 years. But we think it's a very realistic plan.
You've got about 360, 370 odd people who have already invested $100,000 each in this project. What do the jet position holders think of all of this?
Yeah, one of the things I should back up and clarify, though, is that what our jet deposit policy was, that was it was a $100,000 deposit, but then later on you could use part of that deposit to buy a new Cirrus. So we, in fact, don't have $100,000 from all of these people. We've got some $100,000 deposits and some $50,000 deposits. And the reason I point that out, and we've also tried to make it clear the difference between people who have put in money and the position number, because there are gaps in the position number. At one point, we were up over 500 in position numbers, and I always tried to make sure that everybody understood that didn't mean 500 customers. But I would typically see it written someplace, well, Cirrus has $50 million worth of deposits. And the answer to that would be no. But your main question, what do the jet customers think about this? As part of the exploration of this idea, we had the jet mock-up on tour for about 4 or 5 weeks in May and June. And one of the really satisfying parts of that was to watch either current jet deposit customers or potential future customers see the mock-up and get excited all over again about the airplane. I would say that the typical jet customer says, get me my airplane done. You know, it's a big task and it's going to take money, but their main focus is not, you know, the name of the company or who's trying to raise the money. They're focused on what we all expect to be a great product that they want to see delivered as soon as possible.
In the numerous conversations we've had over the years, the underlying theme has always been, this isn't about Cirrus, this isn't about Alan Klappmeyer, this is about general aviation and promoting and boosting general aviation. How does the process that you're going through right now reach that goal?
Well, it does reach that goal by trying to make sure that people are more educated about the products and getting those products out to people sooner rather than later. Because this is a product that's going to appeal both to a lot of people that are currently in aviation but need to be in aviation in the future. The goal, as you properly stated, that I normally talk about is growth of the industry. And I really do believe that if people are properly introduced to aviation, if they get a chance to think about it, to see how it can fit into their lifestyle, whether it's a tail dragger on the grass on a Saturday morning because it's a lot of fun, or a business jet that allows them to be more productive during the week, or the weekend, or at night, or whatever, this is good stuff. This is good for people. As we keep changing that value equation, though, that's how we expand the industry. And this jet, I believe, is an important part of that. Again, I mentioned being on this tour with the jet mock-up. I like to hear what the non-customer thinks, which can either be the business partner who came along who doesn't like airplanes, or the spouse who came along that doesn't particularly like airplanes. And when you see them get in and out of this airplane and have a discussion about what would it do and what does that mean to their lifestyle, where can they go with it, who can they take with them, what kind of space do they have while they do it, how does the ease of handling affect their trust in the person who's going to be flying, it lights them up. It really does. It's fun to watch. And that's what's good for aviation, that we do introduce new high-value products that people that aren't in aviation find compelling. And I also want people to think about it in this way, which is slightly different than how we've talked about aviation in the past. There's been a lot of focus on student starts and the size of the active pilot base. And I contend that that's the wrong way to look at it. It's not a question of how many people are starting to learn to fly. It's how many people recognize the value in airplanes. Then they'll learn to fly. How we get this expectation that first someone shows up to the airport and says, I've always wanted to be a pilot, how do I learn to fly? Instead of, I have someplace to go, I've always wanted to use an airplane, oh, by the way, you have to get a license. You know, we will get student starts, we will get an expanding industry when we offer more value to people that currently don't see it. Now, part of the reason they don't see it is because we don't educate them properly. We don't show them. From a marketing point of view, we've got to do a better job in outreach. But the other reason they don't get it is because when we show them, they don't like what they see, and we have to fix both problems. This jet is part of fixing those problems. One of the other fun things I like to point out about this jet is that it's unbelievably quiet from the outside of the airplane. And I assume it will be from the inside, but I don't know that for a fact yet. But from the outside of the airplane, unbelievably quiet. It's going to be a great neighbor. That will help save airports. I think that what this jet will be able to do is provide good transportation, good utility to people who are otherwise getting yelled at by their neighbors. Another part of being the good guys.
What's the next step? There's been a lot of discussion and a lot of kind of animation over the last week, but it's time to get back to business. What is the next step?
It's definitely time to continue with business. What the steps are, and this is an iterative process as we go around, we'll continue to discuss what we're doing with ARCAPITA and the Cirrus Board of Directors. ARCAPITA is the majority owner, and the Board of Directors is the group that has the fiduciary responsibility. What our progress is, at the same time, we will continue to discuss with potential investors what the program and the financial outlook for them would be. It's not an easy process. It's not ABC, 1, 2, 3. It's a lot more circular than that. But I feel good about what we're learning. Certainly, from an investor point of view, there's a lot of interest, and there's a fair amount of money sitting on the sidelines looking for good investments. From a Cirrus Board ARCAPITA process, you know, we're having good discussions, and people understand what the benefits to all would be if we can do this. Having said that, it doesn't have to happen for anybody on either side. The jet program can continue as is, not as fast as I would like. And I'm probably fairly impatient about how quickly I think it would be good to get it done. ARCAPITA, as a private equity investor, will always be thinking about an exit strategy. That's what they do. But they don't have to have one last year, last week, today, tomorrow, next year. They can also sit back and evaluate all of their alternatives. I expect it to be a fairly thoughtful, reasonable process, in spite of the fact that as things pop up in the news, occasionally it doesn't seem that way.
How long is it going to take?
13 hours and 43 minutes. I have no idea how long it's going to take. Sooner is better. You know, the sooner that we finance this and hire back engineers that have been laid off, the better.
If you can cut a deal with ARCAPITA, do you have the money to go forward now?
No. I mean, we do not have, because, and again, this iterative process, we also don't have a deal we can put in front of the investors yet and say, here's exactly what it is. We certainly are talking to people who have the financing available that's sufficient to do the project. So from that point of view, the answer is yes. We're not at the beginning of this process. Or would this be a good time for our famous Churchill quote, which is, you know, this is not the end. This is not the beginning of the end, but it is the end of the beginning. We're making good progress. I feel optimistic about it.
This has been Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.